From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Barack Obama is the projected Democratic winner in the primaries in the District of Columbia and Virginia tonight. And Senator John McCain and Mike Huckabee are in a close contest in Virginia's Republican race. In Maryland, polls are staying open an extra 90 minutes as voters struggle to reach the polls amid ice, snow, and treacherous driving conditions in some places. NPR's Debbie Elliott is at the George Cromwell Elementary School. That's in Glen Burnie, Maryland. She joins us now. Debbie, you're in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, not far outside Washington, D.C. Are people out there having a hard time getting out to the polls?
Right. This is like between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. And the people that I've spoken with coming from both directions say the traffic is just horrible. I had one man describe taking 4 hours to get from Baltimore to his polling station because he couldn't get on the interstate. You know, people coming in the doors here, I've been watching them slip and slide. The ice is starting to form on the sidewalk. There's some sleet mixed with rain falling, so it's not been a pretty day, especially this evening when people were getting off of work.
I guess the news there is that he made that four-hour trip. The turnout sounds like it's still high.
Yeah, he and his wife were very committed voters. They were frustrated, they said worried, and they were thrilled when they heard that a judge had ordered the polls to stay open. Now, there has not been the volume of people here this evening that there was earlier in the day. Poll workers here say they've had about 7 people come and cast votes since the polls would have closed at 8 o'clock.
That's NPR's Debbie Elliott speaking to us from the George Cromwell Elementary School in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Thanks so much, Debbie.
You're welcome.